What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie and our last episode of the year.
In order to honor this crazy year, we wanted to talk about some of the highs and lows of 2021.
And since this year really wasn't the best overall, we'll be talking about some of our New Year's resolutions that hopefully make 2022 a little better.
First, we kind of came up with some of our highs and lows for this year. Kind of general ones, but because, okay, this year was kind of, not to be like a TikTok, like millennial that quotes TikToks, but the year was very mid. Like, that's all I can say.
Everything in it is mid. Pong. Sorry. But yeah.
Like, it was all just very mid because it wasn't 2020. Like, it wasn't like complete shutdown and everything was trash, but it also like wasn't great. So it was just very mid.
Better than 2020, though, I think we can definitely say.
Agreed. I feel like 2020, like, my highs would have been things like, I learned how to appreciate the little things, or, like, things like that, and it would have just been bad.
I learned how to start a Zoom, which would eventually help me in the future for recording a podcast.
Yeah, basically. Maybe that was why we had quarantine, because we needed to learn how to use Zoom so we could do podcasts.
That makes so much sense now.
Yeah, right, of course. But anyway, so I'll share one of my highs that I wrote down was being able to do shows again. And like, honestly, that kind of applies to everything, but just being able to do like things in big groups again. Like, but for me specifically, it means like performing, because I didn't get to like do like any performances in 2020. I like had one show in January and then it was done. But this year I've been able to be in two. So that's kind of cool so far.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, yesterday I was able to have a Secret Santa with my friends, and it was like, we did it last year, but it was literally like we were on Zoom and like we had like this 15-minute time slot where we had to drive to each other's houses to drop off the gifts, and like nobody could like go outside because we were like, we gotta figure out like who's dropping off what. But now we could like do it like in person.
Yeah, that like things like that, like
hang out with people, you know.
Yeah, like Julia and I both, we both waited, oh my god, for a second I thought we were still using fake names, and I was almost like, oh my god, shoot, I called you Julia. It's so
we
weird.
We really don't need to talk about that.
Don't talk about it. Anyway, yeah, leaving that behind. But like we both waited until we were vaccinated to really like start hanging out with people inside, which I don't know, it was a personal decision if you didn't, whatever. But so right when I got vaccinated, I remember being like, oh my god, like wait, we can like, I can go to someone's house, like we don't need to like just go to random restaurants or like outdoor, you know. Cause that's like that was my go-to thing. Like, oh, we'll go get ice cream and sit outside. But it's like, wait, we can go like go to houses. Like, we can like watch movies. We can, you know. So that was really nice to have this year. That was around like April. So that was a high for me. Yeah.
I think also like the amount of like walks I went on in like 25 degree weather, like this time last year, just so I could like be around people, was like absolutely insane. Because I waited a while to get vaccinated. I ended up getting my second shot in like June. And most people got it like only a couple of months earlier, but it was like so annoying because like for like the like that much time, I like couldn't get like, I couldn't like hang out with people.
Yeah.
You know? So like once I finally had that, I was like set for the summer, and I had a really great summer this year, I think. It was very fun.
That's good. Just like clarifying, your first high was like hanging out with friends, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Love hanging out with people again, chilling, just being back with people, because home is great, but stuck in it for more than 2 weeks is absolutely insane.
No, it's absolutely, I'm kind of nervous. Like we're on our winter break right now, and I'm kind of like nervous. Like it's the first day of break, and I'm kind of a little bit nervous because being in my house for a while is kind of PTSD. Not to belittle PTSD, but it's really scary.
Anyway,
moving on from like COVID stuff, I do want to like talk about like stuff other than like, oh, you know, we're sort of back to normal. A really big high for me, and probably for you too, is my driver's license. Like,
yes,
Olivia Rodrigo. I can't, I'm so mad at her right now because I couldn't get tickets to her concert because they sold out so quickly. But yeah.
When I first saw like the highs that like we had written, I saw driver's on my song, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize she looked like that. And I was like, oh wait, we actually have them now. Like, I genuinely forgot, because I feel like it's become like so normal in the past like month for us to just like ask her if like we're bored, like you just want to drive around for like a half hour. Yeah. Like, I genuinely forgot that like we didn't have that before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, like the amount of times, like, okay, like this is definitely like, it sounds so bad, but like I'll be driving and I just like I'll freeze for a second, be like, oh my god, I'm controlling this car. Like, I'm driving on my own, and I've been driving like,
I do that all the time.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm just wait, like, I forgot. Like, I'm doing this. Like, I'm a part of civilization, like driving in this traffic. That's
what? I'm a part of civilization driving in this traffic.
Yeah, that's the quote for the episode, I guess. But like it's definitely been a lifesaver for me because it lets me do so many more things, like even like Christmas shopping, holiday shopping has been so much easier because I can actually just go and do it. I don't need to like order it on Amazon or whatever.
Agreed. I still ordered mine on Amazon, but it was very fun to have to like, I picked up gummy bears yesterday and it was really fun to be able to like go and like do that, you know, like by myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this.
I can go get gummy bears. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. One thing that I really liked this year was that I got to go to a lot of concerts. I went to like a music festival in Delaware for a couple of days. I ended up seeing some of my favorite artists live. I ended up going to a Harry Styles concert, like finding out like 3 days in advance. So that was like a peak of adrenaline for that week and like my life. I ended up going to another concert, one of my favorite bands, Lindy the Band. I've talked about them a lot on here, but you know, it's very cool. I got to see just like so many cool experiences, and it was really cool because I also got to meet some of my friends that I met online through the bands. And like, okay, this is like a totally different topic, and like we're not talking about it today, but like meeting friends online, it can be very scary, so like just be careful, people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to encourage that because it's like a dangerous thing, but under the right circumstances it can be a really special experience.
Yes. And I met this one person who we've been friends for a couple of years, and I ended up meeting her at the concert in Delaware. It was the Firefly Festival, and it was very cool. But you know, just like being able to like meet people and like go to concerts and just having that vibe, because I don't know, so many concerts have been like pushed back and everything. It was very cool to like,
yeah,
be there in a mosh pit.
Yeah, like kind of a similar thing, like that I was like, I didn't write this down, but just like I got to go to California for 2 weeks, and I think I maybe put on a mask like 3 times when I was there. Like, not actually, but like it was during a very safe time, and California was doing better than we were at that point. So it felt very normal, and I got to meet a lot of people, like not me, but like I got to meet up with a lot of people that I either knew or whatever, and it was safe, and I felt safe, and that was really special, and it was a good vacation. So yeah.
Exactly, because this year feeling safe has been very hard to get.
Yeah, I was like, that's the bare minimum, but okay.
When they do the bare minimum, oh my gosh, it's like perfect.
Yeah,
that's like kind of like what this year's been like, I feel like as long as, yeah, like I don't know, I've had, in this past week I have been exposed to COVID 3 times, not like direct, but like one or two person like to me, and I've gotten tested, I'm negative, don't worry guys, I'm Gucci, but you know, it's just terrifying because like, yeah, there's just so many, like really, so many unknowns that you just don't know. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of like the motto for this year, but you know, we all persevered. As of now, we got to December 24th. Who knows about the 25th, but we are at the 24th, and that is what matters.
Oh, that's so sad. But yeah, like our school sent out an email. I don't even know if we got it, but the teachers got it saying like, prepare to maybe go virtual again. And
we got it.
We got it. I don't check my email. And I am in like deep denial about that, because if we go virtual again, like I'm going to be so, so sad. I hope it's just for a short time if we do. I'm smiling through the pain right now. And I want to move on with the conversation.
Anyways, let's talk about the lows of the year.
Yeah, we're gonna try to look at the lows in a reflective kind of way, like not in a we've grown. So my first one is just general junior year anxiety. Since the last time that I was like really doing in person school was freshman year, it was like I've been doing okay, but you know, just general junior year ACT. A lot of AP work and all that. It's, yeah, that's kind of a low, but I think I've gotten through it, and I'm used to it now to a degree.
Yeah, mine is kind of like, I kind of really just talked about it, but like COVID scares and everything like that, not to go back to it, but it was just like, it's been very like, it's always happened at like the most like inopportune times, like like, I don't know, like I mean obviously it's not good every time, but like one happened like 2 days before I was supposed to like celebrate my birthday with like 10 people, then like Christmas is like tomorrow, and I'm seeing my grandparents, so I was kind of like, oh wow, it's like really like bad timing, like you could have picked like AP week or something, but no, you picked this week. But you know, but I feel it's always turned out good. I never have, as far as I'm aware, I've never had COVID, so you know, it's pretty good.
I wonder if I've had it, like I don't know.
I think we've all had it at some point.
So do you think, like, because like
we must have,
like I don't know,
no way that like we couldn't have, like that just feels like wrong.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's anyway, I don't know. But my next low is just like winter, because in general, I don't like winter. I hate the cold, and I don't like when it gets dark really early and all that. And but winter with COVID, so like specifically the beginning of this year was absolutely brutal. I'd also gotten my wisdom teeth out, so I was just that was like a really dark week because I just like couldn't do anything. My friends couldn't like visit me when I was like sitting in the living room. Like,
I bought you a milkshake.
Yeah, she did bring me a milkshake, but and fun fact, we talked about that in the first podcast episode. I remember.
Did we really? Oh my gosh, kind of interesting. Hashtag throwbacks.
Yeah, but like just like sitting in my living room, like eating mashed potatoes and milkshakes in the same, like, you know, that the like the comfy thing, like it's like a onesie blanket thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was wearing that for like 3 days straight or longer, honestly, and it was miserable. So that was probably a low, just the winter overall, but specifically that week.
That makes sense.
Because also I hate IVs, and leading up to that surgery was not fun.
For a second, I thought you meant like IV schools, and I was like,
I hate Ivy.
I was gonna be like, that's a bold public podcast. And also, like, oh, like, okay.
Yeah, no. But I don't like IVs, like things that
the needles.
Your arms. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was my lows.
Yeah, my other low is kind of just like overall random stuff. Like, I feel like there's like weeks or like random things that would happen where I would just like be like so off. Like, there were like a couple weeks where I would just be like, oh, this is just like not working.
No, you know? I definitely had those two. I just do not want to talk about them online.
So, you know, yeah, but I feel like this year, honestly, if you had to rate your year like out of 10, like what would you put it at?
Ooh. Like, okay, whenever someone asks me a question, I'm always like, oh, it depends. Like, or like, depends on what you're trying to say. Like, whatever.
Yeah. I ask her her favorite color. She's like, well, like in one sense, like a cloth, like,
oh, yeah.
Like a room color or like.
Okay, but favorite color. You know, I'm not gonna, I'll be like, okay, green. But it's like, okay, you want me to like give you like a green, like, I don't freaking know, green eyeshadow. Okay,
like, when you mean green, do you mean like a dark green, like a forest green? Or do you mean like a light green, like a tennis ball green? Or do you mean like,
no.
Like
there's also, so many okay, never mind. We're not going to, I'm not going to get into it. But like, but
you should have seen her face right there. Oh my God.
Okay. But basically, I would rate the year, I would say like 7 out of 10, maybe, just because like I got really close to a lot of new people, and I got to experience a lot of new things, and I don't want to say, like, learn about myself, because this isn't that kind of podcast, where it's like, I'm
a new coming-of-age movie. I think it is kind of that kind of podcast.
But I feel like I'm, like, it's been, like, a decent, I'm not, like, in a bad place, at least right now. If ask me again in 2 weeks, then I'm going to tell you that it was, like, a 0 out of 10, but, yeah, that's my thought.
I'd say my year is probably around, like, 6 or 7 out of 10.
That's good.
Just because, like, I don't know. There's, okay, I saw Spider-Man No Way Home, right? This is not a spoiler, but this is a quote from the movie. And it's, like, if you, like, always expect, like, it's, like, I can't remember it exactly, but it's, like, if you expect, like, something bad to happen, then, like, you'll never be disappointed. So, I feel like that was kind of, like, my motto for this year, just because of everything that, like, we went into with it. Like, we went into it still in the pandemic from 2019, technically, you know? Like,
yeah.
Still kept on going, but I feel like there were definitely lots of highs, which is why I'm giving it like, I'll give it a 6.5 because I'm optimistic.
Okay, cool, that's pretty good. But so kind of on to the like growing as a person thing, like I feel like when you can't control the world around you, you have to just control yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel like I saw a quote about that recently. Oh, it's like a song or something. Oh, it's from a Hamilton. It's like, I am the one thing in life I can't control.
Wait for it.
Okay, I don't know. I heard that like I was watching on Disney Plus like a while ago, and I just remember like that stuck with me. Like I know, like it just hit me really hard that one time. Julia and I saw Hamilton together. Fun fact, this year
it was really good,
like live. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, so here are some, I don't know, some resolutions I guess that we are gonna try to use to control ourselves so that we can survive in this crazy, crazy time.
Because it is very crazy.
Yeah. So my first one, it's like really basic, but I feel like it kind of, it's like one of those really like stupid inspirational things where it's like, make your bed every morning because then you'll get on the right whatever, the right foot. But I want to keep my room cleaner just because whenever my room is cleaner, I'm just happier. Like I can find things easier. Mm-hmm. And it's just more like of a pleasant environment. I redid my room this year, and that's another one of my highs, honestly, because like it's just, it feels a lot more me, and I feel very safe in my room now. So yeah, I want to keep it clean so it can continue to be a safe place.
That's good. I kind of did one like that. I said like be more organized. And I was kind of thinking in more of like a school sense, because I'm just like, not to be pessimistic, but I am realistic, and I know that I am not going to be able to keep myself organized school-wise, so let's keep my room organized, you know? Like, I had the ACT a couple weeks ago. I was freaking out for a week because I couldn't find my calculator. It was literally, like, on my desk. I just, like, thought that I wouldn't put it there because I thought that would be such an obvious place to put it. So, like, if I could just, like, keep things more organized and then not have to go through things like that, that would make my life so much easier. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My next one is, like, very different, but, like, I feel like this can be seen as a positive and a negative, but I, like, view it as a negative. Like, don't hyper-fixate on things as much. I feel like I'll go through a period of time where I'm, like, so obsessed with, like, something, like, you know, I had, like, the ACT, like, I was, like, so obsessed with, like, the timeline of when I would take the tests and, like, how I would study and, like, applications. I had a very long college hyperfixation phase that I don't want to talk about, but, like, I'll have, like, things like that, or, like, even if it's, like, a few days, which, like, I'm, like, I've had it with the podcast, like, okay, like, I need to come up with ideas, I need to script things, I need to edit, like, and that's all I can think about. And I'm just, like, so obsessed with, like, that one thing that I can't focus on anything else. And, like, it can be good if it's something I actually care about, but when it's, like, taking over other parts of my life, that's, like, not fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't call, like, those, like, a bad hyperfixation. Like, if it gives you, like, joy, then that's, like, a good thing, you know?
But, like, it sort of does until I'm, like, crying to my mom being, like, how do I know what college to go to? Or, like, or I'm just, like, I don't know. It feels like energy, honestly. It's just, like, a lot of energy that I'm putting into this thing, but it hurts. Like, the energy, it's like,
That makes sense.
Hard to explain, but I'm just trying to, it's kind of similar to what your next one is.
I need to divide my time more evenly because I feel like I either, like, I don't know what it is, but I kind of do the hyperfixation thing, but I have it, like, in a couple different ways. This one I'm talking about is kind of, like, I don't know, like, I'll just, like, lock myself in, like, my room for a day with, like, the intent of, like, getting an essay done and, like, walk out 7 hours later with, like, a paragraph done just because, yeah, I was, like, so hyper-fixated on that, like, singular paragraph that I, like, made it, like, the best paragraph I've ever written in my entire life, but I have not written the other 7 paragraphs that go with it.
Yeah.
So, like, if I can just, like, divide my time, like, more evenly and just, like, kind of, like, being more organized, you know, just, like, get things done, like, stick to a schedule. If I can do that, oh my gosh, 2022, my year, calling it. If I can do this, I'm literally set for the next, hold on.
Just set forever.
372 days.
Bro, what? Okay, okay.
I did 365 plus 7 because there's a week left in this year.
Okay, so pretty cool.
Thank you.
My next one is, like, this is, like, this low-key turning into a therapy session, but, like, that's okay. I wrote, don't take everything personally.
I should do that as well.
I'm really good at doing that. Like,
me too.
Like, I'm really, like, good at taking things personally.
Yeah, I am so good at that.
Yeah. And I feel like it's more like the little things, like if someone, like, doesn't answer my text right away, but then, like, I see that they're, like, you know, on Instagram and I'm like, oh my god, like, they hate me, like, they don't want to talk to me. But it's like, I do the same thing. Like, so stop it. You're not, like, you know, just things like that, because it just gets me stressed out and it just, it's not.
I'll literally text Kira and then she'll text me something on Snapchat like 3 hours later. And I'll write her back and I'll be like, oh, can you, like, answer my text, by the way? She'll be like, yeah, sure.
That never happens.
Literally happened last week.
Okay, we're going to find the receipts later because that does not happen.
Okay, sure.
Fine. It probably does, but we're going to. It
totally does.
Okay, sorry.
And I should probably also follow that one. We're not going to talk about that, though. I should spend more time with my family. That's what I should do.
Yeah, I feel like you spend a good amount of time with your family. Maybe.
I mean, like, I kind of, like, do, but, like, I could do better.
Okay.
That, oh my god, that's my entire resolution for the year. You're doing great, but just do better.
Yeah.
And not, like a joking way, like an actual, like, serious, like, that's exactly what my thing is this year. Like, I've done great, but we're gonna do better.
It's like, you're doing fine, but, like, come on, like, the bar is, like, pretty low.
Like, you're kind of, like, at the bar right now. Like, that's, like, embarrassing.
Yeah,
it's literally embarrassing being you can do better. You know, you get, that is what my, I think, for most of these other things, I'm so below the bar for this. We haven't gotten to that part of the list yet, so
yeah. And, like, this is, like, pretty similar to, like, are you saying, like, you feel like you spend, like, a lot of time, like, in your room and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wrote spend less time on my phone because I realized, like, oh my god, I cannot go, like, 5 minutes without checking my phone because I'm always really big on how I don't get notifications for social media, because if I did, I would just be, like, looking at them all day, whatever. But it kind of sometimes doesn't work that way because if I'm not getting notifications, then I have to check to see if I have notifications. I'm going to keep my notifications off, but just sometimes it doesn't work that well. So I'm going to try to like care less about my phone. Like there's another world out, like, you know, there's a world outside of your phone. So get off of it.
I agree with that. But the one thing that I have is like, I also want to spend less time on my phone and I want to like leave my house more. But like the hardest part for me about that is like, I feel like if I leave my phone down, all of a sudden there's going to be like an apocalypse or something in the next like 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to miss all of it. And I see my phone like 30 minutes later. And I'm just
always like so satisfied when I take a nap and I wake up and like there's, I have so many notifications. Like I feel so,
I get so nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed something. I'm like such a bad friend. And I'm just like, wait, am I? Like I literally spent like the next 35 minutes of my life contemplating. And I'm just like,
oh. You're allowed to not be on your phone.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to focus on next year because I'm doing great, but I could be doing better.
You could be doing better. My next one is have an open mind. And I feel like this sounds really like cliche, but I feel like it applies to like very specific things of just like, I mean, not really. It is cliche because everyone does this where they like go into things already having an opinion that like definitely like isn't right. So I'm going to try to just go into things knowing that they can go anyway, not just saying like, oh, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be bad. Like, and then you go in and it's actually good, but also like not going into things being like, oh, this is going to be the most perfect thing ever. Because then when it's bad, you feel sad. So I'm kind of just going to go into everything with an open mind.
I like that one a lot because I feel like I always do. Like I go in with like this exact like picture of how everything's supposed to go. Then like one thing's wrong, like not how it's supposed to be in my head. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's actually so true.
This like, is not good at all. Like, what did I do?
No, yeah, like, I like that you pointed out, like, that one thing is different. Like, it's not necessarily bad. It's just, like, something goes differently than what you pictured, and then you think it's bad because it's not what you imagined.
Like, you'd be having a great day, right? And you imagine, like, finishing off the day with, like, a coffee and a bagel, right? And then you ended up finishing with, like, a coffee and, like, a croissant. Does
that make sense? Yes, but, like...
It's, like, the one thing that's, like, different, and it's just, like, oh, my gosh, my day is not what I thought it would be.
No, yeah. Like, that applies a lot to, like, big events. Like, that always happens to me with, like, homecoming or, like, pep rally. Like, anything like that, you know? Yeah. Like, I think it's going to go a certain way, and then it, like, doesn't. I'm just like, this is uncomfortable. So, yeah. Try to do less of that.
I agree. And I just need to be, like, a better person. Like, specifically, like, obviously, in general, I should do better. But in, like, the specific category of, like, being a nice person and, like, being friendly, I could totally do better.
Me too.
And I have been working on that this year. And I have not really tried that hard. And I have literally thought to myself at points, I've been like, oh, you could have been nicer there. And the other part of me is like, oh, it's too late. And I just like walk away. There are legitimate things where like, it's not going to hurt anybody to just like be a good person, you know?
Yeah. Like, okay, I should have written this one down because I feel like I'm so mean. Like, because also, like, I'm mean to my friends. Like, that's how I show affection, by being mean to people. And, like, Julia knows.
I do.
And it's, but, like, I need to stop because, like, I'll say things and then I'll be like, wait, if someone said that to me, like, I would be so upset right now. And so, no, like.
It also depends on context. Like.
Yeah.
You may be mean to your friends, but, like, your close friends, you know? Like, I'm literally so mean to, like, so many people that I'm not, like, that close enough with that you can do that yet.
No,
I'm like, oh, wait. Maybe I shouldn't have said that because maybe they won't realize that that's my way of saying like, oh, I like you, we should be friends. Yeah. That's not how it's supposed to work.
No, I know. So I'm definitely like, I like keep realizing this, but I don't know how to change it because I'm like, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm not a nice person, but I'm like bad at taking things seriously and then just like having like a conversation where it's like, oh, like, it's so good to see you. Like, you know, like I can't like say things like that. I'm just like, I'm like, eh. Like, I don't know. Like, I, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. I don't really get it.
No, it's okay. Like, I'm bad at being like friendly and like so many people that like I know are so like you like say them like hi like oh my god like yeah of course oh my god like and they're very positive and it's like great but I just cannot do that but I feel like it's like
me neither.
That's such a better way to like go about life than being like I don't know than what I do.
That's exactly what I was gonna say because I feel like I don't know also just like if you're just like a nicer person like I feel like you just like feel better about yourself at the end of the day you know.
Yeah.
I could just be like, oh my gosh, I was so nice to this one person today. I'm like amazing. And then just like be happy, you know? That's yeah. How I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I've never been nice, so I couldn't tell you. But I don't know. Hopefully we can both work on that one and we'll I don't know. Maybe we'll come back.
Give you guys an update next year.
Yeah, but I feel like the podcast won't be as entertaining if we're nice.
That is true. We have more fun stories if we're mean.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll do it for content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my next one is like, I always talk about this, but I really want to read more because I feel like it'll make me like smart. I don't want to say like smarter, but like I'll be more educated. And also, I feel like it'll make me happier because whenever I read, I always have like a great time. But then I just like, I'm like, oh, I hate reading. And then I read a book and I'm like, oh my God, I've read the best book ever. And it's like, yeah. So I need to start doing that more.
So I just want to point out that Kira said that people who read more are smart more. And I can 100% back that because I read more and I am smart more.
Smart so, more? Smart more? Julia. Yeah,
that was a joke.
That kind of canceled out right there.
That was a joke. I think that is just so true. And I love reading. And I need to like make a commitment to a book because I currently have two books checked out from two different libraries. And I want to read them both so bad. But like, oh my gosh.
Okay. They're both so good.
I literally can't. I also want to just like, in general, spend more time on like school and not just like focusing on homework more, because I feel like, you know, it's like focus on homework like as much as you need to, you know, but like I just want to like focus on like studying in school in general more. Like if I don't like, if I have nothing to do on like a Tuesday night, you know,
yeah,
and I have like 30 minutes before dinner and I'm just chilling and I'm like,
let me go over that unit that
history notes from today because I know I might have a test in a couple weeks, or even if I don't have a test in a couple weeks, just to do it because I need to be more educated on my notes and pay more attention in school, you know.
That's like the dream. Like I like if I could actually do that.
I was like so sad. I was like, I'm so close, but I'm so far.
Life would be so much better if I could do that. Like if I could just sit down and like study when I have free time.
I know.
I don't do that. Sometimes I'll get into like a day or two where I'm like really, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get this done so fast, I'm gonna be so productive, and I'm like, oh my god, like I feel the best I've ever felt, but then like I'm like, JK, I'm gonna just put this down,
exactly,
procrastinate it, even though I know that it whatever doesn't, it's not helping anyone, but it's hard, procrastination is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And my last one that I think we all would really benefit from is if I could get Julia to stop saying bestie, because guess what, it's not 2019. It's almost 2022. And so we're going to stop that.
I think that's my resolution.
Yeah, she wrote under it, she wrote stupid resolution.
I think it is stupid and pointless, and I don't think it's realistic. I think the only way you can get me to stop saying bestie is if you, like, mind erase it. I need to
there's a thing I learned about in like psych, or like you need to like train you to stop doing it. Like
it's like, if I say bestie, you just spray me with a water bottle.
Yeah, like I will literally like slap you in the face every time you say like, you get my car. Hey bestie, I slap you.
No, I'm just actually tolerating.
If you're listening to this, like anyone, I'm not actually gonna like slap her. I'm like, I'm not that mean, but if I have to, I will invest in a good spray bottle, and. Yeah, your face is gonna be wet. Sucks.
You're gonna spray me in the face.
I'm gonna spray you.
Are we using bleach, acid, or water?
Girl, what? I was planning on water, but you can choose.
I prefer water.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my biggest resolution. If I don't do that, then I'm a failure. But yeah. So we hope you all have a great holiday season and start the new year on a high note.
And if you enjoyed this episode and want to keep up with us in 2022, please make sure to follow us on our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at acoam.podcast, and our Twitter is at acoam_podcast.
Julia, are you eating something? Like,
yeah, gummy.
Okay. Did you drive and buy that yourself?
No, I got it from Secret Santa yesterday.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on a coming of age movie.
No, we will see you next year on a coming of age movie.
See you next year.
You missed that. Oh my god.
See you next year on a coming of age movie.